الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Blessings of Dawate Islami Path to the Progress of Dawate Islami An organization progresses when its members are united. If there is no unity, then despite possessing great manpower, such an organization cannot develop and progress. Exhortation to maintain a unified environment can be also found in the Quran. Allah declares, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa ati'u Allah wa rasulahu wa la tanaza'u fatafshalu wa tadhhaba rihukum. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and obey Allah and His Messenger and do not dispute with one another, that you will show cowardliness again and your air, i.e. strength, will depart. Moreover, the final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, also taught us to maintain unity when he explained, Muslims are like a single building, one part of which lends strength to the other. He interlaced his fingers with each other. In another hadith, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, In mutual friendship, mercy and compassion, Muslims are like a single body. When part of it ails, the entire body ails due to the sleeplessness and fever. It can be said that unity is like a thread. When a thread is alone, even the slightest tug can cause it to break. Yet, if many threads are combined into a rope, they become strong enough to tie down or pull large objects. This is also the case when it comes to Dawate Islami, a movement full of those who love Allah's Messenger. Alhamdulillah, a concrete sense of unity can be found within the religious environment of Dawate Islami, an international non-political movement which focuses on spreading the Sunnah. As long as this unified approach remains established, Dawate Islami will continue to spread and thrive. If Allah forbid, this comes to an end, your religious organization of Dawate Islami could possibly regress. May Allah save us from this misfortune. There can be many reasons for a lack of unity in an organization, such as its members not having the ability to make decisions, being too emotional, or not maintaining equality within all professional relationships. Like this, factions begin to slowly develop within the organization, and rebelliousness starts to spread. This is very harmful for the organization. We must avoid every such action which leads to disunity and discord. We must do everything that can and will establish unity. To this end, every responsible Islamic brother must continue to show love towards brothers who are their subordinates. They should meet them with a cheerful face, show respect towards the elderly, show compassion to younger brothers, and carry out religious activities after mutual consultation. They should not scold anyone. They must show gentleness, compassion, and love towards everyone. Islamic sisters must also adopt this approach. In addition, it is my sincere advice for you to only perform actions which please Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One must also always avoid deeds which displease them, even if they seemingly contain many benefits. If we obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the other noble prophets alayhi musallam, the companions, the Ahlul Bayt, and the saints of Islam, then we will continue to advance towards success, insha'Allah. If we turn away from this path, then success is impossible. Take the reviver of Islam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, as your yardstick in this regard. I have read his biography and perused his legal edicts. He only mentions that which is in accordance with Quran and Sunnah, which is why I hold fast to his teachings. If we continue to adhere to his teachings, there is no reason for us to fail. There is no doubt that our goal is to please Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and to enter paradise. To achieve this, keep working diligently and never abandon your Dawat-e Islami. Even if somebody pushes you away, you must remain attached to this Islamic environment. Insha'Allah, this sunnah-inspiring organization will certainly take you to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and keep you there. All members of Dawat-e Islami must remain loyal to the Central Executive Committee, i.e. Majlis-e Shura, and whilst remaining within the boundaries of Sharia, remain obedient to the responsible individuals of Dawat-e Islami, including the members of the Central Executive Committee. Unless Sharia commands, do not oppose them. Stay away from those who criticize them without reason and those who speak bad of them. May Allah maintain unity within Dawat-e Islami. May He protect it from division and the evil eye. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The need for pious deeds. Successor of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Attari Madani. Blessings of Dawat-e Islami. When a person travels from one city to another, he takes necessary luggage and belongings with him. If it is a short journey, he will not take many provisions. If it is a longer excursion, he will take more. Everyone in this world is a traveller who has travelled from the realm of the souls to this world and is now making their way to Barzakh. It is unfortunate that some people prepare for journeys days in advance and take great care in taking only what is required, but are lazy in preparing for the journey to the hereafter. Every intelligent person understands the importance of this. Those affiliated with Dawat-e Islami have attained a great blessing that teaches us how to prepare for the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, the 12 religious activities of Dawat-e Islami are an excellent way of earning good deeds. And the Pious Deeds booklet reminds us to perform actions that are farz, wajib, sunnah and mustahab. The number of pious deeds prescribed in the Pious Deeds booklet differs between people. There are 40 for children, 72 for brothers, 63 for sisters, 92 for male students of the scholar course, 83 for female students of the scholar course, and 27 for brothers and sisters with special needs. This comprehensive booklet contains many points on how to improve in religious, moral and societal aspects. It also teaches us to refrain from sins like theft, consuming alcohol, abandoning salah, etc. To fight back against the storm of immorality in our broken societies. My beloved father, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, has placed an ocean of knowledge in the Pious Deeds booklet. Someone who completes this booklet with sincerity and steadfastness will become an honourable member of society who earns many good deeds for the hereafter. through the mercy of Allah and the grace of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the mission of Mawlana Ilyas Attar al-Qadri has achieved great success. The efforts and wisdom of this great man has changed the lives of millions of Muslims, and many more will continue to change, inshallah. May Allah grant us the ability to act upon the pious deeds booklet, and may He grant us passion to encourage others to act upon it too. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A relentlessness efforts of Dawat-e-Islami. Chairperson of Dawat-e-Islami's Central Executive Committee, Mawlana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari. Blessings of Dawat-e-Islami, September 2023. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar al-Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, said, "Since the inception of Dawat-e-Islami, it has not taken a step back for even a second. Masha Allah, Dawat-e-Islami truly is something to be amazed by." The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah was serving as Imam in Noor Masjid, Mitadar, Karachi, when he initiated the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami on the 2nd of September 1981, and today its activities are found in approximately 164 countries across the globe. Weekly Sunnah-inspired gathering. When the decision was made to begin the weekly Sunnah-inspired gathering in Karachi, it was advertised widely. Since this series of gatherings began, it has continued to expand. 10,697 weekly gatherings for Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters currently take place in Pakistan and 1,100 overseas. The Madani Center, Fezane Medina. When this series of weekly gatherings started, Dawat-e-Islami did not have its own center. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah says, the great scholar Muhammad Shafi Okarvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi allowed us to use his masjid, Gulzar-e-Habib, for this purpose, and gatherings commenced there. When it grew to the extent that the masjid could not accommodate all the attendees, land was purchased at Muhalla Saudagran in Purani Sabzi Mandi. Dawat-e-Islami's first Fezan-e-Madina was constructed there. Since then, Dawat-e-Islami has not halted, and today there are 417 Madani centers by the name of Fezan-e-Madina. Masjid construction. Alhamdulillah, masjids continue to be built by Dawat-e-Islami's Masjid and Madrasa Construction Department. These masjids are given beautiful names. For example, some reference the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whilst others refer to eminent companions like our masters Ali and Amir Muawiyah, or mention the Quran. Up until now, 4,548 masjids have been constructed. Madrasatul Madina for adults. Ever since this series of teaching began, it has continued to flourish. Madrasatul Madina for adults currently has around 92,948 branches. Jamiatul Madina for boys and girls. When this endeavor began, there were very few institutes, but the total number of branches in Pakistan is now 1,035, and overseas 339, Fezzan Online Academy for Boys and Girls. It was launched with only one or two branches, but there are now 47, approximately 43,061 male and female students have already studied through this medium. Currently, there are over 22,000 students enrolled in studies online. Madani Qafila. Initially, only a handful of Madani Qafilas travelled. This number has also continued to grow. 23,753 have taken place in Pakistan, with 166,271 total participants. Overseas, they number 659 with 5,345 participants. This journey will continue, insha'Allah. Darul Ifta Ahlus Sunnah, Dawate Islami. This was inaugurated on the 15th of Shaban, 1421 AH, in accordance to 2000. Alhamdulillah, this work has continued to expand. And at the time of this writing, there are 14 branches established across Pakistan. Literary work. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah embarked on this work with a booklet entitled A Brief Biography of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Until now, he has written 146 books and booklets encompassing 13,000 pages. There are also approximately 1,300 pages of unpublished material. Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, Islamic Research Center. This started with work on only a few books, but grew rapidly, compiling, authoring, editing, footnoting, and translation has taken place on approximately 848 books and booklets to date. Maktabatul Madina. This was set in motion with one branch, but has now expanded to approximately 150 branches internationally. Madani Channel. To propagate Islamic teachings, Dawat-e-Islami launched the world's first purely Islamic television broadcast entitled Madani Channel. This began in 2008, initially in the Urdu language. In 2023, the channel is broadcast in Arabic, Urdu, English, and Bengali. Children's Madani Channel programs are also part of the transmission. Its vast viewership continues to increase. Social media. Dawat-e-Islami's Department of Social Media was inaugurated on the 11th of November 2015 with only 9 people. This department now has 10 sub-departments, over 50 Facebook pages, more than 30 YouTube channels, 10 X accounts, and 11 Instagram accounts. It is also spreading information about Islam through WhatsApp, email, and on many other social sites. Alhamdulillah, this department is conveying correct Islamic information to approximately 45 million people. Dawat-e-Islami has other religious activities apart from these. If you survey all this activity, you too will conclude, if you have not already done so whilst listening to this, that Dawat-e-Islami has never halted its services since its inception. May Allah protect it from the evil eye and grant it continual prosperity. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Note, for further information concerning the religious services of Dawat-e-Islami, continue listening to this booklet. Some highlights of Dawat-e-Islami's religious activities. Dawat-e-Islami and people accepting Islam. Islam is such an amazing religion that the one who recites the testimony of faith and enters its folds, his previous sins are wiped out. Even today, after reading and hearing about Islamic teachings and the prophetic character, and through the sincere and beautiful efforts of Islamic preachers, non-Muslims continue to become Muslims. Just faith refreshing accounts of non-Muslims accepting Islam through the hard work of the preachers of Dawat-e-Islami are received from around the world. In the year running from August 2022 to August 2023, the number of those who accepted Islam was at around 8,000. Other religious services of Dawat-e-Islami. Madarsa al-Madina Boys and Girls. Dawat-e-Islami launched Madarsa al-Madina in order to provide free education of the Quran. At the time of writing, the number of Madrasa al-Madina for boys and girls exceeds 4,980, meaning Dawat-e-Islami established on average 118 of these in every year of its 42 years existence. Jamiatul Madina. Jamia al-Madina, the department of Dawat-e-Islami, which produces Islamic scholars, currently has 1,374 branches present across the globe. If this was to be divided amongst the 42 years of Dawat-e-Islami, it would come to 32 branches being formed every year. Faizan Online Academy. Dawat-e-Islami also adopted modern means of disseminating knowledge. And Alhamdulillah, Faizan Online Academy has 47 branches. 1,025 individuals are completing their education on an annual basis. At this moment in time, more than 22,700 male and female students are studying online. Madrasa al-Madina for adults. Alhamdulillah, Madrasa al-Madina for adults has been opened in over 92,948 locations, in which more than 476,745 men and women are studying the Quran. Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat. An important department of Dawat-e-Islami, through its 14 centers, which are established in various cities, the Muslim Ummah is given guidance in matters pertaining to the Sharia. Alhamdulillah, on a monthly average basis, Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah provides verbal answers to more than 7,000 questioners, as well as putting out over 800 written edicts. Islamic Research Center, Al-Madina Al-Ilmiya. This department of Dawat-e-Islami deals with important matters such as authoring, compiling, translating, referencing, researching, simplifying, and writing marginal notes. Currently, Al-Madina Al-Ilmiya has produced more than 848 books and booklets spanning over approximately 175,000 pages, as well as over 750 online versions. In other words, in the 42 years that it has existed, Dawat-e-Islami has produced an average 38 books and 4,000 pages annually. FGRF. in order to aid the less fortunate, travellers, the needy, and those afflicted by natural disasters, the FGRF, i.e. Fizan Global Relief Foundation Department of Dawat-e Islami, is engaged in carrying out relief work. From August 2022 till June 2023, this department provided cooked meals to more than 4.8 million individuals, the cost of which exceeded 522 million rupees. Additionally, clean drinking water as well as monthly food packs were provided to approximately 299,675 families. Also, tents, clothes, sleeping mats, other items and services for the construction and repairs of houses were arranged. Tree planting, FGRF. From its very inception, this sub-department has undertaken the planting of saplings to improve the environment of the country, and this continues till today. Till date, around 2.5 million saplings have been planted, many of which have grown into trees. Social media. Dawat-e Islami is putting out 100% Islamic and ethical content through more than 50 Facebook pages, over 30 YouTube channels, 10 Twitter, now X accounts, 11 Instagram accounts, as well as WhatsApp groups, email groups, TikTok, and other social media sites. In total, Dawat-e Islami has in excess of 100 accounts on social media with 470 million followers. The total views amounts to over 100 billion. These social media accounts are quenching the thirst of seekers of knowledge from the entire world, including Pakistan, America, Africa, UK, Indonesia, Afghanistan, France, and the Arab world. Of these billions of views, around 6.6 billion are from Facebook, 29 million from YouTube, 3.2 million from Instagram, 6.7 million from Twitter, as well as 170k daily users through WhatsApp and 110k via email. Work amongst females. In order to spread religious works amongst females, Dawat-e Islami has also established many departments specifically for Islamic sisters. There are currently 10,265 Madaris al-Madina for ladies both at home and overseas, where 98,693 Islamic sisters are studying. It also provides various courses for those sisters who complete the Quran and wish to become teachers. For example, 12-day teacher training course for Madani Qaida, a residential. 26-day Madani Qaida course, non-residential. 6-month reading of Quran course, 90-day and 63-day Tajweed al-Quran course. 41-day teacher training course for Madani Qaida. From August 2022 till July 2023, 4,026 courses were conducted, which were attended by 70,082 females. Dawat-e Islami has also established several Jamia al-Madina for girls, both at home and overseas. 13,495 sisters have graduated from these Jamiat and are now engaged in spreading Islamic knowledge across the globe. A further 8 courses are conducted under this department 2. The uniqueness of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's approach. The one who is leading Dawat-e-Islami is the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, the one who founded Dawat-e-Islami and caused it to flourish. With the grace of Allah Almighty, his mannerism in maintaining and preserving Dawat-e-Islami is of great importance. It is the wish of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, that our speaking and writing be so simplified that those who hear and read it will understand easily. Hence, when he delivers speeches, answers questions on Madani Muzakara, and when writing books, he replaces difficult words with simpler ones, or writes their meanings in brackets. At times, he also writes down or says the English translation of words, as there are many who cannot understand certain Urdu words. Dawat-e-Islami's role in transforming the lives of people. There is a highly organized system behind this positive revolution brought about by Dawat-e-Islami. A masjid present in your locality is known as a Zaili Halka, and several of these together form a ward. Several wards combine to make a union council, IUC, then there is a town or tehsil, then a district, then a province. Above this is country, and above all of them is the Central Executive Committee. At the time of writing, there are 26 members of the Central Executive Committee, among whom countries and departments are divided. There are responsible individuals at every level, and every responsible person is working in compliance to the individual above them. From the Zaili Halka all the way till the Central Executive Committee, each individual is busy in further advancing the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Then there are the various majalis. Alhamdulillah, there are more than 80 departments, and each of them has a majlis, which is appointed a responsible individual from the Zaili Halka, ward, UC, up until the head of the majlis, and then a member of the Central Executive Committee who oversees the entire department. This entire organizational structure can be found in every street and small village up until the larger areas. In this manner, every individual at each level remains engaged in religious works whilst adhering to the guidelines. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami, an international non-political movement centered upon spreading the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, has now spent 42 years working in the spheres of religion and welfare. This is all occurred by the grace of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We thank Allah for this, and we pray for Him to bless every Muslim who helped advance Dawat-e-Islami's work from the beginning until now. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I love Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami Day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.